Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. I want to give a big shout-out to Two Pilots Distillery. You can find them at Two Pilots Distillery on Facebook and on Instagram and twopilotsdistillery.com. Also, a big shout-out to Red Circle. Our artist of the week this week is Miss Kristen Kelly. I had the pleasure of meeting her the other night in Nashville. She is awesome. She is going to be on here in the next day or two, and her story is fucking phenomenal. Super glad that she's our first artist of the week. Y'all, please go check out her new EP that just dropped, and it's called Songs Worth Saying, or is it Something Worth Saying? I think it's Something Worth Saying. But y'all go check it out. I'm finna tell you exactly what it is. Kylie and me just got to listen to it, and it is fucking good. It's called Something Worth Saying, Part 1, Kristen Kelly. Y'all go, we're giving her a little nod this week. Today we decided, well, Kylie decided, and it was a great idea. We're going to do fan interaction today. So, we're going to start this off. First off, you want to go ahead and tell them the surprise now or later?
The surprise?
Yes.
The merch. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. The merch is going to be linked in our bios. There is a new Kylie's Crew podcast shirt coming out. Let me just tell you, it is super, super dope. And I think y'all are really going to like these designs. And is it live right now?
Oh, yeah. They can go order right now.
Y'all can go order right now. And you're going to want to go ahead and hurry up and get that in, because the quicker you order, the quicker you're going to get them in the mail.
Yeah. If you order by today, you'll have them by next Wednesday. So go check out RaisinGraceStudios.com. The link is in our bio. And first 50 of all the shirts, you'll have them by next Wednesday. And so hurry up and get them now while you can. Today we're answering emails from you fucking crazy people on social media. We just read through them, and Kylie picked the best ones. I'm going to be oblivious to what they say.
He hasn't read them.
I haven't read any of these.
I picked some of my favorite ones, the craziest ones, and I'm going to read them aloud. And he hasn't read them, so he doesn't even know what any of them say. And we'll see what his reaction is to some of them. Because I was on live reading them, and my jaw was dropped. And people were like, we got to know. We got to know what's being said.
And if you want to know, we're going to do the first one on live on TikTok. But after that one, you got to go download the podcast and hear the rest of them. And you'll be able to hear that today by probably 5:30. So let's get it kicked off here. I don't know if are we doing these anonymous?
Yes, no names.
No names.
Nobody wants the name said. So okay. No names. They're all anonymous. All right, so the first one is a funny sex story, and it says, so me and my fiance, second time ever having sex together, we had sex beside my house, on the outside, on the side of the house. I was 16 and lived with a friend and didn't want to do the nasty in there, so I did it on the side of the house at nighttime. And the whole time, he wasn't even in. He was just rubbing against me. And when he finished, he said, how was that? I looked at him and was like, what, you're done? You weren't even in the whole time. I thought it was some weird foreplay. Talk about killing a guy's masculinity. But in his defense, we were both super drunk, so it's okay. We're still together 8 years later. How would you feel?
if I wasn't in?
And you thought you were in the whole time.
Look, I've been drunk. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been drunk, and I've done some dumb shit when I've been drunk. But if I ever finished and I wasn't in, I'd be very sad.
How do you not? I mean, I don't have a penis. Why didn't she tell them? That's what I'm saying. Because I would be sitting here with my eyes wide open and like, hey, sir, there's a hole in there that you got to find.
Man, how old were they?
She was 16.
Was it his first?
It was the first time they ever, and the second time they ever had sex.
Oh, so he'd been in before.
Yeah.
So he knew.
He knew what a vagina feels like.
Either she was so wet and her thigh was got enough cushion around it that he was like, whatever.
Maybe he just got like trapped in between her.
Yeah, he's got trapped in between the thighs. But I've never felt a thigh that felt like the downstairs of a nice lady.
There's no way. First off, hold on. We're not going to just slide past the fact that they're outside against the house.
Yeah, I don't get why it's outside against the house. Where's the?
They said that they didn't want to. That they didn't want to have sex in their friend's house.
No, my friends would. My friends would have done
it
without asking me.
My friends would be cheering me on, like, "Oh, okay, yeah, baby, you can borrow my bed. Make sure that you clean the sheets afterwards."
No, I don't like anybody sleeping in my bed. I would. I'd have been like, "You can go to the bathroom." You're not having sex in my bed. Especially if I don't know if I'm not having sex in my bed later. Like, I'm not, you know.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I want everybody to get theirs.
No.
I just would have told him. Like, that, because I'm going to get mine. And you rubbing on my thigh is not going to get me off, baby. It's just not. I would have had to let him know. I mean, his feelings was already hurt the end. So.
Also, too, as a man, I never ask you how was that when it's over. But I don't ask.
As a woman, I do.
Do you ask?
I don't say like how. I mean, I don't normally have to ask.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I can tell.
Here's a rule of thumb, guys. If you have to ask when it's over, you didn't do a good job.
True.
If you had to ask, oh, did you like that? She probably didn't.
True.
All right. Up next, we've got. This one's fucking long. I'm not reading
it. Can't say the name. You're not reading it.
I'm not reading them. You read them.
Yeah, I'm reading them. Okay. And I'm good at reading stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm dyslexic as fuck.
First off, she starts off by saying, I'm sure everyone has had something like this. No, baby, we have not. So it says, I have lived alone since I was 18, and my man has lived with his best friends. So last year, I was quarantined with him and his three best friends. Before COVID hit bad, I went to the sex store and bought all kinds of shit and lingerie, of course. It was also his birthday. My boyfriend ended up blindfolding me and tying me up, but didn't have a headboard, so I was just up against the wall. He left for a second, and his roommate walked in, drunk as fuck, did not know what was going on, and his dad, who is a minister, just walked in as well after he came back in. Mind you, I am still tied up and blindfolded, so I don't know exactly what was going on. Needless to say, he had to move back in with his dad after the lease was up in August of 2020 to help him out with some things. So every time I see his dad, they're still together, so she goes over to her boyfriend's house, and his dad's there. So every time I see his dad, the minister, all I can think is he thinks of me tied up in some lingerie with his son smacking me with a paddle. Casual, but I definitely do it again.
Y'all can't see this girl's picture. I can. And I'll go ahead and tell you, the minister, he's envious of his son.
Oh, facts.
I'll go 110% that minister.
And let me tell you, I know her, and she just had a really big weight loss transformation. Yeah. She's hot.
Hey,
she's hot.
If you know her, if that guy ever leaves her, can you hook a boy up?
I got you.
So I have something that's relatable to this. I did not get laid until I was 18. First time I ever got laid was on my 18th birthday.
I was 17. Or,
well, not the first time, the second time. But it was right around there. Well, on my 18th birthday, it was this girl who came over to the party. And we was having a good time. Everybody was underage drinking, which we do not condone. Drink responsibly. But this was back in fucking 2016, so you could do whatever back then. But anyway, so she wants to give me a birthday present. She wants to give me a little noggin. And, of course, me being 18 years old, I'm like, okay.
Throat baby.
let's leave this party. So we go out to my buddy, Cole Ford. Shout out to you, bud. His Explorer. I'm in the back seat of his Explorer getting dome. And for some reason, I was butt naked. I still to this day do not realize why I was butt naked.
Like, to get hit.
I don't know.
In the back seat of a car where you're trying to be discreet. So we're going to go ahead and get butt ass naked.
Yeah. Once again, don't know why. But so we're having this party at my house and my family are supervising it. Well, my mom is going to give me my birthday present, like something nice. And everybody and my friends are dicks.
Not as nice as what you
got.
Oh
yeah, exactly. My friends are fucking assholes. So now when she comes into the house, they're like, where's Josh?
Oh, he's just sitting in Explorer.
My friend's like, he's out there in Explorer. And my mom's like, why is he in Explorer? And they're like, I don't know. He just went and sat out there. Mom bebops her little fucking ass out there, opens the door, and here I am just getting dome. And my mom gets fucking irate. She runs back down to the shop where we're having the party where my dad's at. And she's like, Donnie, you'll never believe what Josh is doing. And Donnie's like, what? He's like, he's out there, and he's naked in a fucking van getting his dick sucked. And my dad, you just have to know him, he was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping your dad was going to be happy.
My dad was like, leave him the fuck alone. And I think I'm in so much fucking trouble. I get out of the fucking Explorer. I'm running to put my shorts and shit back on. And because I'm stupid and I'm clumsy, as I'm pulling my fucking britches up, as I'm running, face plant, still got a heart on. Almost broke my dick. Swear.
Oh, no.
Like, almost fucking.
What was the girl's reaction? Because if that was me,
that girl was,
I'm just going to turn around and look up at the mom with, like, slobber everywhere. Like, it's his birthday, man.
No. She was a slut, but she wasn't that slutty. I would have rather that happen. But this is also, I've got a feeling this story will come up later. Because there's got to be more embarrassing shit. You got anything embarrassing that's ever been caught before?
Well, my first time I got caught.
Did you?
Yeah, my stepdad was a sheriff's officer, and my mom was married to him. And one of the guy that I brought over to the house, he had a guy drive him. So the guy just parks on the side of the road out in front of my house. And the police, the city police, ride by, and they're like, well, hold on, that's Luke's house. That's the sheriff's house. Why is there a car just sitting at the top of the road at their driveway? Comes and knocks on the door, and homeboy that I was sleeping with just takes off running around the house and gets busted by the police right there with a flashlight in his face. And then my stepdad's in here, and he's like, oh, what were you doing? And I was like, yeah, I just lost my virginity.
Oh, my. You ever got caught masturbating?
No.
My dad tells this fucked up story all the time. This is like, I'm like 19, 20 years old here, or maybe a year or two older, so it's kind of...
Why are they still catching you jacking
your
dick?
Okay, so I lived with my family until I was like 19 or 20. So they used to get up and go to work, and I didn't have a job. So like I had a routine almost every day. When I saw daddy's truck pull out the driveway because mama was already gone, I would do the dial-up porn that would take forever.
Oh,
yes,
my word.
I'm sitting there, and I just go to town. When I start going to town, I'm enjoying myself. I did not hear my dad pull back up. My dad walks into the house. He walks into my room, which, by the way, my room's door is wide the fuck open because I don't think they're coming back.
Smart.
And, oh, yeah, completely. And anyway, we make eye contact. Like,
oh,
I got
no.
Dick in hand going to town, and we make eye contact. And he goes, oh, goddamn. And he says for, like, the split second that we saw each other, I never skipped a beat. Like, I just kept going. And then
that's weird.
It was weird. Like 100% weird. I never stopped. Like, and then but I was almost there. Like I'm just glad I didn't come
while
and my fucking
there?
Dad and me are making eye contact. We'd have took each other's souls. Would have never got it back.
There are no words. I don't even know what to say.
You shouldn't. You know what you should say? We're on to the next question before I embarrass myself anymore.
Okay. All right, so this one I just really wanted to bring up because this is a really big pet peeve of mine, and this is why I really like for men to have no hair down there on their area. She says, I work with a lady
like
who...
Like shaved?
Yeah, like all the way shaved. As long as it's like at the skin, like you hit it with
I get too many razor bumps.
You don't have to straight raise it, but like just like with the clippers.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So there's no like little froze going on.
Yeah, we're too old for froze, guys. You don't have froze no more.
I work with a lady who once told us that she had to chew Juicy Fruit gum anytime she goes down on her husband because he smells like busted ass. So, of course, we all bought her some Juicy Fruit gum. I cannot stand, like, my man can come home from work and be sweaty and nasty, and I'll suck your dick right there at the door. But if you're clean shaven down there, it's not going to smell like sweat.
No, there's still got to be a smell to it.
No, there ain't no smell.
Bullshit. There's always.
I don't know. Hairy penises just have like this certain smell that make me want to throw
and
up.
And so do
and
fucking
then I already
just all vaginas.
I mean, true.
Even the cleanest vaginas have a smell to them.
No, I don't know about that.
Yes, every guy knows what I'm talking about. It's literally, it's not a bad smell. Some of them are bad smells. But it's literally just this smell that when you smell it, you ought, every guy that's listening right now has fingered somebody. And 2 days later, they go to like scratch their nose or something. And they're like, oh, fuck, Kylie.
That's disgusting.
There's not a guy. That smell gets under your nails or whatever. And like you're carrying around, like they're literally their smell for fucking ever. I don't know whose name this is. Whose name is that? Sean? Shauna, you go ahead. Yeah, guys, wash your dicks and balls, please. Take good care of it.
It has a taste to it, too, and it's not a, like a sweaty, salty taste. It's just, like, we already have to swallow your cum.
That you don't have not, to. Y'all choose
well,
to.
I mean, because, you know, we want to make our man happy. If I'm saying, we all have to taste that nastiness.
Glad y'all don't date me because you're wearing that shit.
I mean, I like that the most.
It's going on the face. I'll give you an
just
angry pirate in a heartbeat.
And shave it. Please shave it. God, please shave it.
So I agree with her on that, guys. Trim that shit up.
Okay. When I was about your age, my son was 3, and his dad and I went out for a date night. The night ended with us making out in the car, and his dad said he had a fun idea. Next thing I know, we're at the local high school football field. It's like midnight on a weeknight. We had to climb a fence to get in. So we ended up on the 50-yard line, me standing but bent over, him from behind. Sex with my husband on the 50-yard line of the local high school football field when we had a whole-ass house we could have gone to. When we went to leave, as we were climbing back over the fence, we hear, "What are y'all doing?" We look up, and it's my husband's older brother, and we both just start laughing. I had to sit on the top of the fence straddled until I could quit laughing, so I had the strength to get myself over the damn fence. Family story for years to come after that. My son is now 27, and he doesn't know this story. In fact, no one does but the brother, my husband, and my best friend of 45 years, and now you. So I'm all for sex in life. First off, I want to know why the brother was at the football field, too.
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. So I'm going to need...
He probably watched.
I know you, so I need you to just Snapchat me and tell me why the brother was there.
I bet he watched the whole time.
And that's kind of creepy. There's a story on here that... There's a story coming up that I want to get to in a little bit.
Okay.
But I want to know why the brother was at the football field anyway. But I like sex in public, but I get super fucking paranoid. Like, super paranoid that the police or something... But I think it's good to keep your sex life exciting like that. She's like, we had a whole ass house to go to. But yeah, that gets boring after a while.
See, I played football growing up. I've done this. And it was probably the most thrilling. And we hurried to get through it. But I had a high school sweetheart. Or not sweetheart. I had a high school crush. She never paid me no attention. And then probably a year or two after high school, we ended up like linking up. And anyway, there was like always a fantasy of hers. She was a cheerleader, and she's always like,
"Dude on the football
field." Yeah, I want to do it.
I mean, me sitting here thinking about me having sex on my high school softball team is kind of arousing to me.
Is it not?
Yeah,
I've done it.
You spent all your time there. You've had, you know, some of your best memories there. Yeah, it's kind of arousing to me. I think just anything in public anywhere is arousing to anyone because you have that adrenaline of like, are we going to get caught?
That fear of getting caught is hot.
I agree, but it also makes me so fucking annoyed that I don't know.
No fucking
because I'm not trying to go
now.
To fucking jail for indecent exposure.
It's not just indecent exposure. Depending on where you're at, you also could be fucking committing.
There's trespassing.
No, what's
too.
It called? You could. It's a not sexual predator. You can get charged if,
well, if you get an indecent exposure
close
charge.
Enough to a playground or anything.
Yeah, that's a sexual.
They'll hit you with a sexual charge.
Offender.
Whatever.
You're going to be on the sexual offender list.
I could not remember that, but, that's a good fucking story. Where's the weirdest place publicly you've done it?
It's not like super weird, but I have done it all in my family's restaurant.
In the family's restaurant?
Yeah. Like, I used to live with my grandma next door.
You better hope fucking no code enforcement or health department inspector.
Well, this was like
this.
Years ago.
They're finna fucking blacklight that entire
like
restaurant.
Like 10 years ago. I'm not the only person who's had sex.
I dated a girl who her mom had a very small restaurant in Eastman. She had the same thing. So for some reason, there's something about her Or something about the idea of banging in her parents' restaurant.
Yeah, it's kind of hot to me to, yeah, like, know that.
She wanted to role play, though. She'd be, like, about there cooking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, she'd be, like, be pretending to cook some eggs, and I'd walk up behind her, and she'd want to, like, whatever, like, take her. And but in reality, I was like, bitch, cook some eggs. That'd be way more attractive.
Right.
Like, I'm fucking
hungry. Just
do me
hungry. In the booth and do me on the office back there on the office.
No. This nasty bitch wanted it. And weird. Like, had to sit her ass up on the fry cooker thinking we're both going to get our genitals burned in hot grease.
Jesus Christ.
I've dated some nasty bitches.
I'm a kinky bitch, but I don't like foreplay.
You don't like foreplay?
I mean, not foreplay. No. Role play. I don't like role play.
I don't get the role play.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't. The only thing that is close to foreplay or role playing for me that I like is I have this. I don't think it's weird. I have this thing that I like to find a girl who wants to dress up slutty. Like, not in lingerie, but, like, the girl you
like
see.
Like a school outfit?
No. You know how, like, some girls wear extremely slutty outfits to the club or to the bar or whatever, and it's like they're asking for it?
I think you just like sluts.
That might be it. I am a fan.
I think you have a thing for sluts.
They usually fuck the best.
The girls that you pick on, like, you'll be on TikTok Live, and you'll be like, oh, you're hot. You're hot. And they definitely look like fucking sluts.
There's a method to my madness, all I can tell you.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
I ain't trying to turn no bitch into a housewife. I'm just trying to.
I need you to get married.
I don't need to get married.
Settle down.
I don't. I tell you what, I will if there is a doctor or nurse practitioner or physical therapist or anesthesiologist that is listening to this right now that has a house on a golf course and also is a fucking nasty, nasty, freaky, slutty bitch.
Then gold digger.
Not a gold digger. I know what kind of success me and you are about to have. I can't be with anybody that is probably doesn't have a career and successful in that career.
I mean, I see that.
I mean, it's not, and they could be a teacher. They don't have to be like making a lot of money. But
just someone that has a career and is established.
Yeah,
and
I want somebody that like wants to be the best at what they do. So like you have teachers that win awards for Teacher of the Year. And it's just because they do a damn good job.
With goals.
I want someone who legit wants to be the best at whatever they fucking do. Otherwise, I don't understand why you have that job.
Okay, no more sentimental, serious shit.
Okay, we'll go to the next fucking question.
So, me and my husband have been together 25 years, have never been a squirter during sex. He works out of state in the winter. He came home last winter after being gone for a few weeks, and we was having sex, and I literally thought I peed myself. But nope, after further investigation, some more foreplay with the clit, I am a squirter. So, have you ever had a female squirt?
They're my fucking favorite thing in this world.
Yeah.
I
thoroughly enjoy it.
The first girl that I ever had, like, a lot of sex with growing up, like, we dated for a long time, everything she was. And for that to be, like, one of my first sexual experiences, it ruined me.
Because now you want everyone to be like that. Yeah. And I can't squirt all the time or on demand, and I can't even make myself squirt.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm telling you, it's fucking, I don't know. And I've had people be like, oh, don't you know that's just piss. I don't.
It is not piss.
I don't care what the fuck it is.
It is
not. To be
not
honest with you.
Let me tell you. I've squirted before, and it was like, but the first night that Cody and I had sex, when I tell you that shit was like splashing in my face, I mean, like, he's fucking me, and it's like the fucking wet zone, the soak zone at fucking Six Flags.
Super soaker.
Like, all everywhere. And then, like, so I'm, like, on the bathroom counter, and I hop down, and it's literally like I fell into a puddle of water.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know that my body could fucking do this.
Until you have somebody, there's a difference in wet, and there's a difference in soaked. And until you get a hold of somebody that soaks you, even if they're not a squirter, but they're just that wet.
Like, you have, like, a little, like, a baseball size, like, wetness spot on the bed? No, baby. No. Mm-hmm. This is where half the fucking bed, she is soaked.
Oh, I want it so nasty, I can't sleep on the bed afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want it.
You need a new mattress and everything when we
get
done.
Yes, boy, it will fuck you up.
I thought I was so in tune with my body, but I had no idea that I could fucking do that. That was... I'm still, like, sitting here right now, thinking about it, I'm still shocked.
You know, it's like for a man's psyche, too, when that happens. Because we don't get to see.
Oh, Cody ate that shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, hell yeah. And then, of course, me, I'm sitting here like, oh, I can't believe my body did that. So that just hyped him up even more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm the first guy to make her do this. Like, when, blah, blah.
Whenever that shit happens, that will make a man think he is fucking Superman.
Facts.
And that he is the baddest motherfucker alive.
You can't
alive.
Tell him
you
shit
can't,
after
I'm telling
that.
You can't tell us. When that shit happens, you're like, but you don't get to see a woman fucking, like, come. You don't get to.
Some women like pornos and shit.
It's internally.
They can make themselves.
Yeah, it's internally. So when you see stuff like that, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is a bad bitch. It'll make you start re-questioning, like, do I really want to be single?
Oh, and then he started licking that shit up.
I'm not licking. I probably would. I'm a nasty.
I'm
a nasty son of a bitch.
Yeah, that when he was licking it up, I was like, "Yeah, baby, you just eat your meal. You just did that. You cooked that."
Okay, let's go to the next one before I start texting numbers. I don't need to be texting all over right. here.
You gonna send a you up text at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Bitch, will I? I know you probably are, but I'm just verifying that you're awake right now.
All right, this one's a little more serious.
Okay.
And I don't know how to answer this question. So I was really hoping that you could help me answer this question.
Okay. Give it to me.
Okay. How should I tell my parents that I am bi?
Why the fuck would you think I can answer this one?
I don't know, because you always have wise words. Everyone's like, Josh is so wise.
I am. I'm extremely wise. This question, I'm glad it got asked, because I kind of got asked this when I was working in radio, and then got a lot of hate for my answer. Thing is, if your parents love you, I know you're probably scared of telling them, but they're going to love you afterwards. There might be this transitioning period to where your family kind of looks at you different or whatever. But like, if Gracie comes to me at any point in time in her life and says, Dad, I'm gay, or Dad, I'm bi, or whatever, like, I'll be okay with it. And I think your family will too. It's more, you're probably more worried about what's not going to happen or what could happen than what actually is going to happen. Your family's going to love you. We live in 2020. This, or 2021, this isn't fucking 60 years ago. Like, it's not that. It's people have, at some point in time, turned to where, you know what, let's just allow people to be happy.
Happy, yeah.
But then
some people are still, like, super Christian-like and are like, no, you shouldn't do that. I mean, at the end of the, when it comes to me, at the end of the day, I'm going to love my kid unconditionally. Like,
yeah,
there is nothing that my child could ever do that would make me shun my child out or have nothing to do with them.
Plus, his dad's like, if I would, I'm not saying I would rather my daughter be a lesbian, but, like, I know that if she was a lesbian.
You know how men are, you're a man.
Yeah, exactly. And then I always get to be the man in my daughter's life.
Yeah.
So, like, for some dads, I'm sure we're like, and plus, then my daughter brings lesbian friends over, and I can creep. Oh, yeah, I can be a creeper. I already told Gracie, she needs to play college softball, and I need to be single and rich when she plays college softball. What?
I can't believe that some of y'all think that he is just so wise, and, like, this man is horrible.
I'm not
You
want to
be looking at all the lesbians
horrible.
On the softball field. Yeah,
I love lesbians.
You are ridiculous.
I am. I love lesbians. They're my favorite fucking people. Lesbians literally are the coolest people alive. Though.
Lesbians are really fucking cool. I agree.
All my lesbian friends that I get to hang out with, I'm telling you, I would rather go right now and hang out with Kim and Lisa and Casey and Danae, because I have the best fucking time with them when I go out with them. They're cool as fuck. Plus, women don't understand this, or I guess some of y'all might. If a guy goes out with a group of lesbians, there's a 110% chance that guy gets laid that night.
Oh, I agree.
It's 110% chance.
Lesbians are the best wingman.
Well, it shows other women, too, that, hey, these girls like that guy good enough to let them in their circle. So I can feel safe. I can trust this guy. He's not going to be hanging out with a bunch of women, and then I'm going to get treated like shit afterwards. I think that's the appealing thing to it. Plus, they're fucking lesbians. I love them. I like to consider myself pretty much the king of lesbians. I've never turned one. I've never tried. There's a couple that I would take some shots at.
I always wonder if I ever, like, seriously hooked up with a woman, if they would turn me.
Everyone that I know says you would. Every lesbian that I know that has ever got like got a hold of a bitch. That bitch followed them around like a little puppy dog.
I mean, women know what women want.
Now, it didn't always last long with them, but for that first little bit, they're like, fuck, how did I ever not
do this? The lesbian side of TikTok is
my God. Oh. Bitch, I thought about having a sex change for a little while.
A woman with a snapback on and like a sports bra and these like men's shorts. I'm like, baby.
You know what I like?
My line just got a little crooked.
Have you ever seen the transition videos where they're dressed like full, like boy, and then they switch to woman? And I'm like, bitch.
I know.
I thought we was finna bro code, but now I'm trying to fucking slide up in
there. There's a guy that I met on Omegle.
What's Omegle?
You should do it. It's fun. It's like a random like video chat. Like you video chat with people and they can skip you or you can skip them and it goes to the next person.
Oh, everyone's definitely skipping me.
It's
I don't know.
It's a lot of kids on there, but it's funny. But I met a guy on there who's gay and he followed me on TikTok and he always comes in my live and he's gay and he's just like, I'm gay, but I'm Kai curious. Like, I just want to be with you just like one time. I'm not bi curious. I'm Kylie. I'm Kai curious.
Oh, Kai curious. Like, you have your own
part of me,
sexual reference.
Like, part of me wants to just like see if I would turn him out.
Or just make him be strictly dickly the rest of his life.
Well, I guess we'll never know. He would know. What if I turned that man straight gay and he is fine?
Then if you were a Christian listening to this, you're like, she saved his soul by sucking his dick. All she had to do was give him a little pussy and brought him closer to the Lord.
He said he's never been with a woman, too.
I get that men can be attracted to other men and they don't think they ever
will. But how do you know you're not bi or whatever if you've never been with a woman?
If you're a gay man listening to this and you've never slept with a woman, try it one time and I promise you, you'll go from just, I don't know. That shit will do something different.
I don't know. You go from fucking an asshole to fucking a vagina.
Well, that's
assholes
like,
are tight.
No.
It's going to feel better on your dick.
No. I promise you. Having a pussy next to a butthole. One's a steakhouse and one's a fast food restaurant. It might be good, but it ain't as good as that fucking steakhouse that's next to it.
Okay.
I ain't never, and I don't like anal no way. It just ain't for me.
Well, see, you don't like it.
I know.
So I feel like someone who does like it would say differently.
Yeah, but have you ever tried sticking your dick in a good pussy?
I don't have a dick.
I know, but...
Sometimes I wish I did.
Think about it. Think of how many good coochies have ruined men's lives.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, you don't ever hear anybody like, that asshole fucking just ruined me. Good Lord. Just as soon as I stuck it in her butthole, I knew she was the one.
True.
No, it's like, good coochie, but here's my debit card. Here's the keys to the house. You trying to drive a Tahoe, bitch? What we doing? I mean, is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, a good dick's the same. I mean, it's the same for me.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
This probably is why you're single.
I don't like repeats, though. There's some girls that are worth several repeats, but I feel like a Viking right now. And Vikings have this mentality. They're supposed to conquer the world, and they couldn't really have one wife. And I'm not getting married multiple times. When I do find love and I find somebody that doesn't make me want to be a Viking anymore, I'll be the best fucking guy ever. But until then, I'm going full-blown conquering every fucking thing I can. I want it to be the Josh world.
And I want love.
Fuck love. All right, read the next question.
Okay. I met the love of my life in eighth grade, and I lost my virginity. Then we didn't work out. I then got pregnant by my now husband, in quotations, and I left the love of my life in the dust. In 2010, he reached out to me, and we have talked weekly since. I am now married but have a horrible marriage. But like Kylie, this person gives me the good morning texts, everything. Pretty much this guy gives her everything that she wants, but she's still married, halfway going through a divorce with her husband. I know I'm a horrible person, but no one knows this.
So yesterday, I did, I did this podcast by myself on my way back from Nashville.
I know, and I haven't listened to it yet, but a lot of people are reaching out and said it was very good.
Well, I put me out there. Like, I tell everybody else's stories for the first time like I told mine. There was this girl when I was like 19, fell madly fucking in love with puppy dog love. First time we ever talked on the phone, a friend introduced us over the phone, didn't have fucking idea what this bitch looked like, nothing. Ended up talking for 8 hours on the phone that night. Before we got off of it, said love you to each other. Like, that's how fucking, there was something special there. next day and for like the next 6 months, spent every fucking day with her.
Okay.
It was fucking great. I honestly thought that like I had found wifey at fucking 19. Like I thought I was set. Well, one day she was drinking at the house for, I think it was my fucking birthday, honestly. And anyway, she got drunk. She thought she was staying at the house that night. Well, her parents called and said she had to come home. Something came up. And she lived like 45 minutes away from me. So me being the guy that I am, I wasn't going to let her fucking do it by herself. So I followed her. Well, I was on probation at the time for some bullshit. We got half a mile away from her house. She's swerving fucking everywhere. And State Patrol's coming the opposite way.
Great.
She's swerving. State Patrol goes past past us. On the way back, I see him turn around. I fucking pull my truck into the middle of the road, and I start swerving, so he'll pull me over before he pulls her over.
Aw, look at you.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. It's the worst decision I ever made in my life. it might be sweet now, but I want to go back and beat the fuck out of myself for doing it for this person. But, so her parents made us quit seeing each other and all this bullshit, and we snuck around for about a couple months. Well, then after that, it just got too difficult. Well, I say all that to say this. She ended up getting married, but before she got married, she was at Whiskey River. I used to go there all the time. She had a professional photographer take pictures of all of her friends there for like the bachelorette party. Shit you not. I am in half the bachelorette pictures. Had no idea she was there. We never bumped into each other.
Oh, wow.
Never ran into each other or whatever. She calls me when she gets the bachelorette pictures and is like, hey, this has to be a sign from God. I don't need to get married.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no, fuck that. I mean, you're happy. I'm not going back down this road because your parents hate me. It'll just be bad. So she gets married. She's a month into her fucking marriage. She calls me and convinces me to come see her. I go see her. Same day, she packs up her shit, leaves her husband. And the next year after that, it's just fucking crazy. She ended up being cheating, nasty whore. And I just didn't fucking know it. She just wanted an excuse not to be with this guy who her family had pretty much picked for. So if you are in a shitty relationship, you're not happy with your marriage, get the fuck out of it. Because there's somebody out there.
A lot of women can't leave, though.
Like, No. They choose not to.
I mean, I agree. But
there's a difference.
There's always excuses like, you know, I can't make it on my own. Or where there is a will, there is a way. But yes, if you are in a shitty relationship and you don't love your husband or you're cheating on your husband, just leave. I try to tell y'all this all the time. Like, when I finally left my fucking husband, it was like a weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Well, people fail to realize you got one life. And, you know, it might hurt your significant other to leave them. But think about it like this. If you're unhappy, they might be happy, but you're not their person no more than they're yours. So you're giving them an opportunity to find their person just as much as you get a chance to find your person. So if something's not working out and it's not running smooth, just know it's not ever going to. There's not many people that go to marriage counselors or work on their marriage and it ends up working out. It really doesn't.
And she had said that she had been talking to him weekly since 2010. Baby, that's 20 years.
That's 10 years.
I mean, 10 years. Yeah, my bad.
Good God. I'm glad you're pretty and good at what the fuck you do. But give yourself a chance to be happy. You have had so long and so many times. Stuff stops being a coincidence and it becomes a trend. Like,
true.
It's going to keep trending that way. There's nothing you can do about it. And as sad as it is, you know, it's probably not going to get any better. And me and you are probably both great cases of that. You were married. I've been in a shitty relationship after shitty relationship. I know the warning signs now to get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's never going to get better.
It doesn't get better. But the thing is, everybody has one person for them. If you are steady with the wrong person and you know that's not your person, you're literally fucking both of you. You just don't realize
it. Yeah, you're fucking y'all both over.
When you're actually happy and you're standing up at the altar on your wedding day, you don't think about all the people that could have been. You don't think about all the people that broke your heart. When you're actually happy, then none of that shit ever crosses your mind, and they'll be glad that you did it after the hurt's over.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Next.
Okay. One day I was at home alone. I decided I would handcuff my arm to the chair to see if I could get out of them. My husband at the time had a pair you could do that with. To my surprise, I got the wrong set. The ones I got needed a key, which I could not find at the moment. I ended up having to call the police to come let me loose. One of the cops on the radio asked, were they fuzzy? And I laugh about it now. Can you imagine sitting there in a fucking chair, handcuffed, and then you hear over the radio, were they fuzzy?
That is why I'm too controlling to ever be tied up. And also, too, if I was to handcuff somebody, I guarantee you, before I put the handcuffs on you, I'm going to check to make sure the key works 10 times and everything. I would be too scared something
happened. Don't like handcuffs. I have cloth restraints. I've been in handcuffs before,
then I didn't want to be in them. That's right. In the back of a cop car.
When you've been arrested, you got PTSD from handcuffs.
Yeah. Handcuffs hit different when you've been to jail. Promise that. But that's funny.
And I guarantee you the cop still tells your story to multiple people
to this day. I love cops, but they're some of the biggest perverts in this world.
That's facts.
We've got two Briannas right here. Which one you want?
Which one did it say?
I don't know.
This is a good one.
Okay.
One time, an ex and I wanted to be like 50 Shades of Grey. Well, we ordered a sex swing from Wish. Mistake number one right there. Like some morons we were. Well, we started everything and all was good. I got in the sex swing and it had it where you tighten these straps around your ankles. Not an issue, you'd think. Come to find out, the swing was a swing where you lock your significant other on it, and it usually comes with a key. This one didn't. So lo and behold, we continue having sex. He's eating me out and all is heaven. We come to finish, and I'm legit stuck in this fucking swing. Stuck. Arms, thighs, legs, and ankles stuck. The swing was like rope and velvet material. Worst ever. Long story short, I had burns around my ankles and wrists. I ended up going to work 2 days later because I had 3 days off from my employer. And my employer actually called me in the office with a cop and believed I was being abused and had been abused. I had to tell them I got stuck in a sex swing.
No. Have you ever been in one?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. Well, first off, they ordered it off fucking Wish.
Yeah, that was the fuck up.
That was
right
your
there.
First mistake.
Don't buy fucking discount China sex toys.
Don't buy anything from Wish.
That just sounds, God, I can imagine somebody ordering a white dildo and definitely getting a black one. And that just being the funniest, most ironic thing ever. Like, hey, I just wanted this nice 6-inch white dildo. And then Wish gets there and fucking 14 inches of big black dildo cock. Well, that's what you get for ordering from Wish. What was your experience like in the sex swing?
I mean, it was very exciting. And you can definitely move a lot more in a sex swing in many different positions. And to be honest, it's kind of fun. You're just like, wee.
No, the one time that I did it, I don't think they ever invited me back over because I had too much fun with it. But it was once, like, she got in it, I went behind her and started pushing her like she was actually on a swing set.
Yes, and you're a little too immature for the sex swing.
I was extremely too immature for the sex swing. Then I started like throwing stuff at her, like, because she couldn't get out.
Nice, that's fucked up.
It was completely immature. That's also why I don't go to Victoria's Secret with anybody, because I'm real bad about flicking the thong panty or the panties at people.
Oh my!
Or putting
gosh.
Them on my face. I like to make everything I do completely like I want to embarrass the fuck out of somebody, and I'm not down for the sex swing. But if you are gonna order toys, please
do not order them from Wish.
No, that sounds horrible.
Go to your local sex shop.
Where's this last one at? Or this other one?
There goes. Go up.
Where? I don't see her.
One more.
Right here.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, this is the good one.
Oh, this is a good one. This I remember you telling me about this one. You didn't prepare me for none of the rest of them, but this one you wanted me to know.
This one had me shook. I met my ex-husband in high school when I was 15, and we got married at 18 years old, now 31. We had a best friend couple who also met at the same time. My ex-husband always had a fantasy to watch me get railed by another man. I always objected to it, mainly because I was ashamed to ask around and find someone willing, but in place would watch fuck my wife porn with him during sex. It made me feel like I was giving him his fantasy, kind of. About 4 years ago, we were out at a bar hopping, out bar hopping with a friend couple from high school, and a few drinks in, we learned that they wanted to explore swapping. We all agreed that I would sleep with her husband and he would sleep with mine, and the men would watch her and I fool around, all in the same room and never apart. After a few times, it turned into an actual swap. They would come over, my husband and her would spend the night upstairs, and her husband and I would spend the night downstairs. We did this 3 to 4 times a week, and eventually it turned into sexting, or texting, well, I'm sure sexting too, phone calls, meeting up behind each other's backs. I realized I was falling in love with my best friend's husband after 4 months of swapping. They fell in love with each other as well. I left my husband, she left hers, and the swap became permanent. 3.5 years later, we are completely happy with the decision. I'm the stepmom to her kids. She's a stepmom to mine. It's a wild love story, but I wouldn't change anything about it, and I would never swap again. I wouldn't do it because I'm genuinely happy in my relationship.
That's the one time in the history of swapping that it fucking worked out that way. I'm sure that going behind each other's backs happens all the time in that shit, but nah, that's why I'm not fucking swapping. I promise you, I don't share mine.
I don't even like to watch my man fuck somebody else. Like, that's not a fantasy of mine, so I'm not kink shaming, like, anyone.
I don't know.
But the fact that the man that this started out with, her husband wanting to see her get railed with another, typically aren't that.
Like, I don't understand
when it comes to that, men are typically more jealous than women are in that. Like, no man wants to watch his wife, get fucking took into pound town by another man.
I understand women finding women attractive and them being like, hey, baby, let's bring another girl into the bedroom. Because most women like women. They're attracted to them because women are just beautiful fucking creatures. But, I mean, I don't understand a guy wanting to watch his old lady get railed. There's some underlying fucking weird issue or something that's there. That's not normal.
I agree.
That's normal.
Most men are not going for that. But, I mean, no. There are swingers and shit.
But swingers, I feel like swingers are just an excuse. Not an excuse. Excuse is a bad word. Swingers are just people that know
that they're... It gives them the opportunity to sleep with other people.
They just know that they can't be loyal. That's what I think swingers are. And I think if you're open about not being able to be loyal, then you go ahead and tell somebody right off the bat, like, look, we're in an open relationship. I'm going to sleep with who I want to. You can sleep with who you want to, but at the end of the day, I'm going to come back to you. I could never fucking do that.
Me neither.
When a man cheats
on me, that's it for me. Like, I can't lay in bed and then have you touch all over me knowing that you touched all over another woman.
Yeah, that's too much for most people. I mean, even men, we hate when shit like that happens. That has ruined and killed most things. That has ruined and killed most things in relationships. Because once you've got cheated on as a man, I'm sure it's just as bad for a woman. But that feeling that you are just completely not good enough or whatever, then the sex drive should be dead most of the time with them. Or with me, anyway. I cannot sleep with you afterwards. Because I just feel like I wasn't good enough to be there in the first place. And if I sleep with you, I'm going to get feels. And then you're just going to fucking do it again.
Agreed.
Okay.
It's still just, I don't know. That whole thing just, like, shook me to my core.
It should have.
Because you still have to, like, that, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's no jealousy there. They both have I'm sitting here thinking, like, you still have to be around this person. Like, my ex-husband was dating the woman that he cheated on me with. And so, I still, like, I was happy for him, whatever. It pissed me off, though, to be around her knowing that shit went on behind my back while we were married.
Yeah, I can't make a good point for it. That's it. Like I said, that's probably one of the very few times in the history, like one out of a million or two, that people are swingers and they end up both parties falling in love with the opposite sex in the relationship. And that is not going to happen any fucking where else. I mean, it's just not. That's fucking weird. That was right place, right time, right dick,
right
pussy.
People,
yeah, I mean, that's all it was. Since I don't understand that one, let's move on.
But there's always, to me, like, how do you know they're not going to do it again? How do you know, like, they did it one time, so how do you know, like, she said that she's happy and she would never do it again because she's genuinely happy in her relationship. How does she know that the other guy that she's now with is not going to want to do it again? Like, I feel like now that they've done it, it became such a good thing for them that he's like, okay, well, two times, let's do it again. Like, I don't know.
Isn't most of the people who are swingers anyway, that's like a lifestyle to them though, right? That's not just the sex. So you would almost think that if you found somebody in that lifestyle, you'd have to remain in that lifestyle. Like, you would think that they wanted to
remain.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like that's
lifestyle.
A mutual agreement that y'all had from the get-go.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a very easy way to get cheated on, is for you to catch feels and not want to cheat no more, or not want to swing no more, but the other one. Like, you kind of have to say to them, is it's okay if you still do it, because that's how we were when we first got together. But you have to not want to do it anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, fuck that. That's too – it's hard for me to handle one woman. I can't imagine fucking multiple.
Agreed.
Ugh. Anyway, let's go.
Okay. This one's about online dating, and I've always wanted to know your opinion on online dating, so let's go.
Okay.
The first time I ever got on a dating app – oh, this is like some Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer shit, too. The first time I ever got on a dating app, the first guy I started talking to told me he wanted to string my beautiful teeth on a necklace and wear it. Needless to say, I didn't try again for years.
Well, no fucking shit.
That would scar me for life, from online dating.
There's a lot of people that are weird as fuck on online dating. You got to know what you're getting.
You don't ever know. These people are like...
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to give everybody a tip to it, if you're concerned about it. One, since it's so easy to get catfished, if you're starting to be attracted to them at all, ask them to be added to their Facebook, Instagram,
yeah,
whatever.
You need to be on the whole...
Yes. You need
everything,
to be... Yes.
All in their life.
Yes. And that's even like before the first date.
Are getting catfished these days, because like, you should be FaceTiming me.
Yeah, I'm big on that. If I meet you off of social media, we're FaceTiming beforehand and seeing if we vibe anyway. And if we don't, then I'm not asking you on a fucking date. And FaceTiming, like, but if somebody says they can't FaceTime or their phone's broke, run.
Yeah.
Like, if they say they can't send you pictures, run.
They don't have social media, run.
Yeah, there's something sneaky there. They're probably married. A lot of people, though, put themselves in very weird positions with online dating, and it's not because the other person is lying. In a lot of cases, they probably are, but you shouldn't be so fucking gullible and stupid to believe their
lies. Agreed.
Like, look through the bullshit. Men shock me to my fucking core, and it's always about the same 30 or 40 I see on my Facebook. I'll get a friend request from somebody, and this bitch will look like she's one of the hottest models ever. She ain't real. I know she don't want to add
me. Hell
no,
she ain't real.
I know she ain't got a fucking interest in the world in my dumb ass. So I'll go look and see who it is, just in case there's a small chance in hell she's real, and I'll look at her profile, and I'll see real quick, this person is not real, this is spam. There is nothing.
But you'll
valid.
Have mutual friends with her.
But
that's your friends.
My buddies is some fucking editor.
I'm a fucking idiot.
And it's like, did you stupid fucks not look, or did you just see a big pair of tits and you're like, oh, I'm clicking ads?
Hell yeah, add her.
Yeah, I'm telling you, every fucking time, and I'm not gonna blast any of their names on here, but if you're listening to this, you're some dumb fucks. Look at their profile. If it looks like it was started 2 days ago, and all of a sudden this big titty, just tight body woman wants to be your friend, just know you're getting catfished, you dumb fuck. She ain't real.
Also, people will be, like, so normal. You'll think they're so normal, but yet then you hang out with this motherfucker, on a date with this motherfucker, and then all of a sudden, yeah, he wants your fucking teeth on a necklace. So people do put on a fucking good show through online dating, or even just, like, people are master manipulators. Like,
well,
we have that out there.
Well, think about it like this. If you're putting a dating profile out there, are you going to put any of your bad pictures on it?
Of course not.
Are you going to put any of the bad things you've done or any of the characteristics about you that are bad on there, any of your flaws?
Of course not.
So you're playing all your good shit all the way up. You got to be smart enough, if you online date, to look through that shit. Go look through the rest of their social media. If they say they don't have it, they're fucking lying. They've got a dating app. And look and see what they're really fucking like. Look for their worst stuff. Don't just pay attention to the best and what they're showing you, because they're only showing you what
I would have definitely
been
killed by Ted Bundy.
You'd have been killed?
Yeah, because, yes. I mean, he was a fucking smooth talker, like a romantic guy.
I feel like anybody, I feel like anybody with a food truck could get you, though. Like, I feel like they could murder you. Like, hey, hey, come here, bitch, you look good. You want a free taco, some tequila? And you'd be like, fuck yeah.
Hot wings.
Next thing you know, Kylie's fucking dead in a ditch.
It happens.
Fuck it. Ah, but no, you be careful on dating profiles. Be very, very careful. What we got next, ma'am? I didn't like that first word right off the bat.
Okay. It says, I married my baby daddy's brother and have children with both of them. And quite honestly, I never seen it coming, but I don't regret it one bit.
Roll Tide. What in the Alabama cousin
fucking
shit?
So the kids are brothers or sisters and cousins. Brothers and sisters and cousins, correct?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Break it down for me.
I mean, I'm trying to think about it. So.
Okay, so she has a kid.
With one guy.
Oh, my God. They've got to be out. They're cousin brothers. They're cousin brothers and cousin sisters. That's fucked up. I bet that's so awkward at family reunions.
That's what I'm trying to feel. Like, I'm sitting here thinking about Christmas and, like, Thanksgiving and shit. Well, and I'm like.
Well, not even that. Yeah, Christmas. Think about sitting around the dinner table.
You got one of your kids calling one of them uncle, but then your other kids are calling them daddy.
Yeah.
And then, like, the mom and the dad, you're at.
Think about the mom, because you know how moms are. You know she's sitting at the table and she's like,
This fucking slut.
Both of these boys' dicks.
Oh, my God.
Got youngins with both of them. She's a whore. Not that I think that, ma'am. But I'm just saying, I imagine that's what your ma-in-law says.
I wonder how, like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, about my sister. So, like.
Would you be mad if after you got out of a relationship with somebody, if your sister dated them?
Yeah.
You would be?
Yeah. That's kind of creepy to me. That's kind of creepy to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Okay, so look, someone sent my sister's boyfriend a picture from my OnlyFans. Why on earth would you send, like, that's just a dumbass move. Why? So that, like, that makes me feel creeped out. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, if her and her boyfriend broke up, would I date him? Like, no, that makes me feel creepy to, like, even think about sleeping with the same person that my sister has slept with.
See, I've banged sisters. And
of course,
like,
you have.
It doesn't feel weird for me. But then I feel like they've just got, like, story time. And they're like, oh, by the way, I slept with Josh. Do you sleep with Josh? What did he do? Yeah, all this shit. Like, it's funny for me. But I've also slept with a mother and a daughter.
Creepy.
Is that weird?
Creepy.
Is that weird?
Creepy.
But her mom used to party with us in high school. Like, her mom used to throw the fuck down with us in high school. And then, all of a sudden, she, like, came on to me a couple years later. And, like, I don't know if she knew I ever slept with her daughter. But I was like, it's kind of cool. But, once again, piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit.
Accurate.
I thought it would be one of those stories that I could, anytime, like, my buddies is like, yeah, I slept with this girl, and then her best friend, I'd be like, oh, yeah, trump card, banged a daughter and the mother. How about this?
I think it's just the ego thing for men.
I got one for you. All right. So, I got cheated on and left a while ago. Well, the girl who cheated on me ended up marrying a guy that was much older. Like, much older. And anyway, I literally ran through his daughter and stepdaughters because I was mad.
Jesus Christ.
I got mad because I was like, oh, she left me for an older man. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to go bang his whole family now.
How would you feel if someone that you slept with your dad?
Oh, God, I'd fucking give him a high five. Guys don't think that way.
I guess. Right. I guess it's different. Yeah. I guess it's good that we have a woman's perspective man's perspective.
If you were to be so down that you banged my dad, I hope he gave you some good dick and a pick-me-up because you're depressed. Your fucking standards are woo.
Stop talking about that man like that. That's a very nice man.
Have you seen my daddy?
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, he used to be a catch. And
he's still a dilf
now. That motherfucker needs to be released.
No, he's still a dilf.
A dilf?
Dad, I'd like to fuck.
Oh, yeah. I knew what it meant. I just thought you was confused.
No.
Ah.
That's very nice.
He is extremely nice.
All right, go to Hey Assholes. I need some advice.
Where the fuck you see Hey Assholes?
Up under the pictures.
Oh, Hey Assholes. Well, fuck you too. I like that they said assholes.
This
That's cute.
This is the last one that I want to talk about because it's a little more on the serious side. And then I have one thing that I want
to
address.
We just went
after
from
this.
Fucking my dad to serious.
Yeah.
Good job, Kylie. It happens.
Okay. It says, hello. I am wanting to share my story and get some advice in return. I chose this because I know who wrote this. I know what they've been going through. And I think Josh would be a good person to shed some light on this situation. So. Hello, I am wanting to share my story and get some advice in return, positive or negative criticism, whatever. So I was fully dating someone for 8 years and we broke up 2 years ago, but it's still like a relationship, in quotations. I do love him, but at times I just wish I could walk away. Now, like I said, I do love this guy and we're still kind of dating and it's like, if I don't hear from him for a while, I will start to go crazy. He will block me from his phone, he will turn his phone off, and it literally makes me feel like I'm going insane, like an actual crazy person. I have texted the people he is with. Hell, I even packed up his shit and set it outside a few times. He always tells me I'll never find someone who will constantly talk to me or give me attention. I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel if he isn't talking to me, then someone else has his attention. It's hard for me to trust anyone at all. How do I get out of my own head? I mean, is it wrong to think someone would want to text me all day? It's like, if you don't text me back, I'm gonna be like, have fun with your new girlfriend, help me. So pause real quick before you say anything.
I don't know who wrote this, but Brooke Sapp, I swear to God, if you sent a fucking email in under a false name, it would be not the craziest thing you've done as a baby mama, but fucking close. This is my life.
Well, hold on. Let me start off by saying that one. Okay, let me break this down.
Okay.
Now, like I said, I do love the guy. He will block me from his phone. He will turn his phone off. That man is fucking someone else. That man definitely has someone else.
Yeah, 100%.
He definitely has someone else, and he is stringing you along.
No, hold up.
He can pick her up when he wants and play with her and put her back down like a toy.
That's wrong on him. That is wrong on him. But listen, that what you just said, 100% dude's fucked up for it. Shouldn't do that. But right here where it says, so I was fully dating someone for 8 years and we broke up 2 years ago. If he broke up with her and told her that they wanted to see other people,
she should have left.
She should have.
Yeah,
moved
I mean,
the
I'm not condoning her crazy shit because, like she said, yeah. She has texted people that he's with.
Fuck that shit.
That's some crazy
boy,
shit.
Boy, fuck that shit. You ever, if I don't pick up my phone and you call one of my buddies.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Bitches will just pop up, though,
and
too.
And that's what's wrong, is what women don't realize is when you text that other guy, we literally have a situation like this now in our group, that if he don't answer his phone, his old lady is texting us. Do you know how much shit we give this man? Because his old lady does that.
And that's going to push him away even further.
Oh, yeah. When the guy's friends start fucking with him about you, you're done. Like, I mean, I think it's the same pretty much way with women, too. But when the friends start fucking with you about your relationship, it's an inch away from being over. Especially if those friends have been in your life for fucking ever. So if he told you that it was over and you're still doing that shit. But this is where I got confused in it. She says, hell, I've packed up his shit and set it aside a few times. Do they live together?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't.
If they live together, then they're both fucking stupid.
I'm thinking that he has some shit still at her house because, like, I mean, he's probably using her.
Honestly, in all kinds of different forms.
Like, he probably comes there when he don't have nowhere else to go or when he just wants to get laid because he knows that she's going to do it.
There is a bunch of broke-ass, scandalous men that do that to women. And I don't understand why they do it because I could never take advantage of a woman financially like that. It's not in me anywhere to act like that towards a woman or take advantage of them as that goes. But if that's the case here, then you should pack up his shit and throw it the fuck out.
And never bring it back inside.
Yeah, don't let him use you as a fucking crutch.
Set that shit on fire, girl.
No, what's that thing?
Carrie Underwood his shit.
What's that thing that fucking all y'all girls put on Facebook or Instagram about once a year is know your worth and add tax, honey.
Yeah. Facts.
Scandalous bitches. But yeah, but yes, know your fucking worth though. Don't let that dude treat you like, I promise you, if you think that he's the one, He's not the fucking one. Get away from it. Go on some stupid fucking bad dates. Don't give up after
and let
a
me
couple.
Tell you this.
And just venture out.
He tells her that she'll never find someone who wants to constantly talk to her and give her attention. That is false. That is false.
I don't like constantly talking to somebody.
And you don't, but other people do. Like, Cody is so far up my ass that he can't even turn his head left or right.
Fuck that.
And that's fine with me. But he's not too far. Like, he just has his head up there. Yeah. His neck ain't got in there yet or his whole body, but that is what – that's the whole problem with Michael. Like, that is what I require is attention. And you will find somebody that wants to give you that. Don't settle for anything less than what you want or you deserve. You're never going to be happy.
You have to find your good match when it comes to attention, because there's some people that when they give you 30, 45 minutes out of their day because they work, they come home, and all that, that's them saying to you, "This is, I'm doing my best. This is what I'm willing to give." You wanting 5 or 6 hours of their fucking attention a day, they're never going to give it to you. You have to be with people that matches the amount of attention that each one of y'all want to receive.
Yeah.
Like, I am cool with a girl going to fucking work saying, "Hey, in the morning, hope you have a good day." Working her ass off, doing whatever.
Don't talk all day.
Don't talk. Calling me when she gets off work on the way home, telling me what she's about to do, or us talking for a few minutes. Then at the end of the day, saying goodnight.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need constant fucking attention.
And I have days where that's enough for me too, but then I have my other needy days. But at the same time, I almost said your name. I'm not going to do that. It feels like you got to be happy with yourself, girl. Like, you cannot make anyone else happy, and no one's going to be able to make you happy unless you are happy with yourself. You can't just sit around and rely on a man to make you happy. You have to be happy yourself, or you're never going to find true happiness. You're just like depending on men for everything, it seems.
Well,
like.
It's a lot of people define happiness by the person they're with. And then when you start doing that, that's the only thing that makes you happy. I have dated girls before that have been absolutely wonderful people, but I could not fulfill all the things they wanted, so they would end up getting fucking miserable and everything, and they let me determine their happiness. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be happy outside of a relationship, and if you're happy outside of that relationship, then you're going to have a fucking super happy relationship. Mm-hmm. You can't let whoever you're with shouldn't be making all the decisions. It should be mutual with that, but it also should be mutual happiness. Y'all should bring the same thing to the fucking table.
And you have to be able to be happy without them, too. Even though if you're in a relationship, you have to be able to go and do things by yourself and be happy doing that. You have to be able to let him go and do things by himself and be happy with that.
See, I think that's what's ruined me. I have found out how fucking happy I am single and not putting up with bullshit that I think it has spoiled me to the point where it's like, if I don't get in another relationship, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm happy with who I am right now. My life is easygoing. You're supposed to be, if you date someone, you're supposed to be their fucking peace.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be happiness. You're supposed to be peace. You're supposed to be a good extension of your life. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people want to come in like a fucking wrecking ball. And I say ruin my life all the time, but that is usually just to toxic bitches that I know that I'm going to have an extremely good time with, but then not talk to after we hang out a couple times, because we're not a good fit for one another. So, if she's this miserable, wouldn't you tell her to fucking go the fuck on?
Yeah. Get you a new boo, a few of them. Get you a few of them.
Yeah.
The best way to get over a man is to get up under another.
How did I know that you was about to fucking say that?
I'm sorry, but it is. And in her case, she does. She needs to get attention from elsewhere. Now, and if that's sexual attention or just a good morning text from another person, like, she needs that.
I literally just told my baby mama to go get railed, because without a doubt she wrote this email. She wrote this without a fucking doubt. I know she did. I'm gonna text her afterwards. Is that all the emails we're answering?
Yeah,
we got
it.
Some questions
so,
too though, right?
We're gonna handle the sex drive thing.
Okay, let's handle the sex drive thing. Tell them how this came about first.
How what came about?
Why we're talking about sex drive.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of these emails asked me, they've heard me talk about my sex drive and how my sex drive is so high. So a lot of people in these emails asked me for advice on how to help raise their sex drive. And how they've been with these men for years, and by the time that they get into bed at night after all the cooking and the cleaning and dealing with the kids or whatnot, they just don't feel, I mean, they have no drive to have sex. But let me tell you this, because it's not always, I haven't always had a high sex drive. When I was married, I didn't want to have sex as much as I do now, because I wasn't being appreciated or cared about or whatever. If a man makes me feel sexy, like if I feel sexy and I feel attractive and I feel loved and cared about and appreciated, that shit's going to turn me on. And that shit's going to make me want to have sex all of the time. A lot of y'all see how me and Cody interact with each other on live and how that man is always hyping me up and making me feel,
Can I read something?
Yeah.
I gotta read this. Shout out to I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get him in trouble. This is about women being happy. God gives a woman eyebrows. She shaves them off and paints new ones on. God gives a woman tits. They can make them bigger or smaller. God gives a woman an ass. They either spend 90 years on the Nutrisystem or squat every day. If God can't make women happy, what the fuck are men supposed to do?
We're complicated human beings.
Fuck you.
That's all it is.
That's
complicated.
That is a great fucking point. That is a great point.
We don't even know what we want.
So how the fuck are we supposed to know what you want?
Figure it out, baby.
Go fuck your God almighty.
Be the best you can be.
All right, go back to you. Want to get railed all the time.
Okay. So, anyway, when I'm feeling sexy and I'm feeling hyped up and my man is letting me know that he loves me and he cares about me, that's just like and I've made a TikTok about this. That's just an instant turn on for me. I don't know how else to tell you is that you have to make yourself feel good. And to be completely honest with you, I'm going to bring the OnlyFans up. I'm not saying go out and get an OnlyFans to help your sex drive. I'm not saying that. Please don't think that I'm saying that. But when I can start, you know, I can get on OnlyFans and start to do my posting and start trying to make my videos and all of that. And I can completely not be in the mood at all. But when I start taking pictures of myself and I'm like, damn, girl. So if you have to go and you have to take some sexy nudes of yourself, even if you don't send them to your man. But hold on, let me go. Hold on. Send your man some nudes while he is at work, baby. And watch that man hype you up and be so appreciative. Just little shit like, why are you looking like that?
Because if that motherfucker's busy and working, he don't respond quick enough, you're going to lose your goddamn mind.
No.
Yes. If you send them, don't tell them to send anyone.
Well, please be mindful that he's at work and
send them at the appropriate time where you know he's got his phone in his pocket. Otherwise, if you send that shit to me at 10 o'clock in the morning and I don't answer it till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for
them
4 hours in that time period, you think I'm cheating? You think I am fucking doing something I'm not supposed to? Or you're like, oh, he doesn't find me attractive. So then by the time I get home from work, you done took the shit off and you're like, you know what? No pussy for you.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, there's a lot. I'm telling you, timing is everything when it comes to
that shit.
If you
need to order yourself some sexy-ass outfits and put them on to make yourself feel sexy, I promise you, your sex drive is going to get higher if your man makes you feel sexy and if you feel sexy within yourself. Well, your sex drive is going to get higher. Like I said, like I'll be about to post on OnlyFans, and I'm not feeling myself at all. I don't really want to be doing it. And then I start looking at all the pictures that I've taken, and I start reading my inbox messages and all this nice stuff that these men say about me and how sexy they think I am and how they're appreciative for the time that I put in for them on that website. I mean, it definitely turns me on a little bit, makes it a little bit easier. But in my marriage, I wasn't getting that. I wasn't getting, hey, thank you for cooking dinner, babe. Or, damn, girl, you looking fine. Or coming in and smacking my ass and giving me a kiss on the cheek. Like, I wasn't getting any of that. But now, all day long, I am constantly told how fucking beautiful I am. Like, I can just take off my shirt and be sexy as shit. I'm sitting here eating a fucking taco in bed, stuffing my face, butt-ass naked with my rolls just hanging out. And I'm getting told how fucking sexy I look. That shit's going to turn you on.
Well, and another thing, too, is, like, don't look at women on social media and think that's the definition of sexiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
That your man wants. Every man has a different idea of what's sexy. I know what turns me on and what doesn't. there's a lot of these skinny, tall ass models that people are always like, this bitch is beautiful. And then I look at her and I'll be like, I mean, I'd hit it, but she ain't beautiful. I mean, it's not my definition of sexy. You have to find somebody who matches sexy. Their definition of it has to be the same thing as you. And if that's the case, they're going to gas you the fuck up. They're going to always be fucking like making you feel better about yourself, not worse. So, I mean, it's all about matching energies on every relationship stuff. She's happily whatever the fuck she is. And I'm just happy being single and having a good time. But when I have been with people, I've matched with them. And if I didn't match with them, it didn't last very fucking long.
You got to keep your sex drive and keep your sex life alive.
You have to.
Otherwise, I know that y'all gave me a lot of shit with the podcast with Michael because I have such a high sex drive. But now I have a man that keeps up with my sex drive and is happy that I have such a high sex drive. It's all about finding, you know, like he said, someone that vibes with you and connects with you on every level like that.
Absolutely. You got anything else you want to go over?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, I just want to tell you thank you for a couple things. For those who have not downloaded the exclusive episode where Kylie and Michael on were at the same time, please go do so.
Speaking of exclusive episode.
What?
So, next week, my mom wants to come do a podcast where she talks about me and my childhood and kind of puts her little, she's begging to.
I know, she messaged me earlier.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that we should make that an exclusive episode. And I'm thinking I should let my mom spill the tea to y'all because I get asked this 500 times a day about whether or not I'm engaged or married.
I'll tell you what, if we do that one as an exclusive episode, then we don't need to do one for at least 3 months. But if you want to do it as an exclusive episode, we can. That's up to you. You and your mom talk about it.
I mean, it's up to you. I think a lot of people
I think we wait on that one.
Okay.
I think we wait on another exclusive right now.
I'm not telling you guys.
We'll talk about it, though. We'll let y'all know.
I'm not telling you guys the answer to that question. It's going to be something that's going to be in an exclusive podcast.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what. No. I don't want to quick think this, because you might have a really good idea there. But also, too, and me and Kylie said it the last podcast. We thank y'all for the ones who did pay the $5 for the whole year subscription to get these exclusive episodes. And if you haven't done that yet, please help us out, because what it does is it is going to allow us to generate some revenue, but they're also going to make sponsors want to come on board. And that just means more episodes with Kylie and more episodes with good people on here. The goal is to eventually have her in here every fucking time. And I can't do that and give y'all a show. She's getting banned left and right on TikTok, on everything. So this is about the only place that we can do full-blown Kylie. We're going to eventually have it set up to where it's nice and clear. The first two Zoom calls didn't go great because they didn't have the right equipment and it wasn't on the right channel. But we're going to set it up to where you guys are part of the show. The more we effort and time we put into this, the more that, you know, we need to generate a little revenue.
A lot of people want to do like a call-in, like question and answer thing. And that's a good idea.
Oh, no. That's what I was going to do today. We didn't have enough time to set it up. But all you have to do is have a Zoom meeting, but you have to tell everybody that's going to do it. You have to have headphones in. You have to be in a quiet place. You have to have a good connection. So the next episode that we do that might be an exclusive episode, I think we take our time and we set it up to where we have the Zoom call-ins. And all that stuff. But maybe your mom too. Fuck it, we'll figure it out. One last thing before we get out of here. Go to our link trees in Kylie's bio, and you'll see where it says RaisingGraceStudios.com or it says podcast gear. Go order the new shirts. I came up with a really cool idea for the Kylie shirts because she's a fucking child.
His shirts. And his idea is super cute. Y'all are going to love it.
Yeah, her
Y'all
shirts are badass. It. And then the new ones that I just did, been going through a lot of shit, like mentally fucking lately. And I wanted something to kind of describe to the podcast or what we stand for. So on the back of my shirt, it says, "In cancel culture, battle diseases." That's on there because of all the people we've had in here that's had some health problems. Fight racism, drink whiskey, Stand up for America. Love everybody. Praise God. Hashtag our country, our show. You'll also see that hashtag on the back of Kylie's shirts. Anytime that you do anything, post anything for the show, please, hashtag our country, our show. This is branding stuff. It's cool as fuck, too. I like it. But there's people helping me with this stuff and Kylie. And because I have to mention this shit now, if you like what we do, and I want you to drop yours, too. If you like what we do, make a donation to the show. It could be $1. It could be whatever you want to. But my Snapchat, our Cash App is at, or what's the dollar sign? Is what
dollar,
you said?
Or dollar cash sign, tag or something?
Yeah, cash sign, JLTerry87, JLTerry87 with a dollar sign in front. Or hit me up on Snapchat at JLTerry87. Make a donation to the show. Help us keep running. And plus, we're going on a fucking road trip soon. And we're going to need y'all to help us with the road trip.
Definitely. I want to meet all y'all. All y'all are itching to meet me. This is going to help pay for that in order to come meet all of you guys. Because y'all are everywhere. Y'all are scattered out. We were talking about it today on live. Y'all are fucking all over America. So if you want to meet me, you need to donate. Let's start on a road trip.
How long are we going to go? Like a week?
I mean, we could.
You want to go at least a week?
Yeah.
I tell you what. If y'all help us with some donations towards the show to pay Kylie some money and some other stuff, then let's pick seven people. Let's pick seven people, seven destinations, and that's the seven places we'll go.
Okay.
And we'll do a podcast with them while we're there.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
It's cool.
Don't forget, tell them to download every episode. Not just my episodes, every episode.
What? Oh, yeah. That's a fucking
The
great
highest
idea.
Donators can get a t-shirt, or the highest donators are the ones that we meet.
Some of them. Not all of them, because some of them might be poor with a good story.
Okay.
I'm fucking poor with a good story. I don't want to make this all about money, but we do need it to do the trip. That's what the sponsors are telling us. But hey, look, like she said, the highest donators will get something special. Highest donators will get something special. All of our shirts that we've done so far, and if you have a really good story to go along with your money, then guess what? You'll be one of the podcast episodes that week. Seven different places, seven different shows with me and Kylie. Good enough for you?
Yes. Download every episode of the podcast, not just mine, every single episode, and you have a chance to win $1,000 by the end of February. And don't forget, two people are going to win a chance to do a podcast with me. I will personally fly you here, set you up in a hotel, and you can come do a podcast with me.
And if you're single and extremely attractive, you can just stay with me.
I'm not going to do that, y'all.
Why? They need to experience everything about Georgia. Anyway, we love y'all. Thank you to Red Circle. To Two Pilots Distillery, to everyone helping the show go. And most importantly, thank all you folks for helping us have a good time and entertaining you. Love y'all.
Love you. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Catch you next time.